Wouldn't be azalea, would it?
Well, I think it's canted azalea, but it's a bigger.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's a. No, this iris grew in early spring, and then it's a flag leaf. Got flag leaf. Some people call them flags.
Uh-huh.
That's the iris.
Did you ever hear of mountain laurel or spoonwood or spoonhunt or rhododendron?
Mm-hmm. Never had.
I think they grow
mm-hmm.
further north.
Oh, yeah, they might. They might go further north. But I know these are, well, they are, well, some of them comes on. I have two out there near, well, they one or two blooms come on, but I don't know what the others hadn't come out yet. These are these, I planted them in July. And they may be going to do the most blooming in July. I hope they will bloom.
Do you have to spend much time working them to get them?
I don't think, well, you got to take care, plant them right. Mine is growing now. Tell my cousin had something to grow 4 feet high.
How long did it take?
Well, it would take about 2-3 years, I guess. Mine just started growing, and it's about that, right up like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, this little one over here, by it doesn't grow too fast. Mm-hmm. But I had another one, it died, and I had to move. It was a pretty paper.
Hello.
We have some more interruption there.
What about that smell that makes your skin break out
if
you touch it?
Oh, that's that miserable. Oh, what you call that? You know, I'm scared I get in all the time out there. Thank God. Because there was some out there, but I dug it up and burned it. But it didn't bother me. And I have that stone there. Tom, what is that thing? That kind of weed that grows out in the garden, if you touch it, it'll break you out.
Poison
oak? Not poison oak, it's another, it's something else. You washed some out there in the garden one time, and then I dug it up and burned it up.
Do you ever hear ivy?
Poison ivy.
How
mm-hmm.
can you recognize
it? Well, it makes a leaf just like any other ivy. You say it got the three leaves and then the bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if I ever seen the bloom of that thing. It's the leaves.
What about poison oak?
Well, that's some kind of oak that grows up on fence posts and up on trees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it don't bother me. I worked all around poison ivy. My mama's sister couldn't look at it. And I never had poison ivy. Poison oak, off of oak.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be more afraid of this poison ivy that grow out in the,
yeah.
in the fields like than I would the poison oak.
I got that once when I was little.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's awful. Mm-hmm, yeah, poison ivy's awful.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My
Mm-hmm. And he would say, talking about her, I have to
mm-hmm.
ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to each other?
Mm. Well, I guess you could see I would have to consult my boss or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
My father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Parents.
What did you call your father and mother when you were growing up? Or what did
Mama,
call?
Mom and Papa. That was an old saying, you know, Mama and Papa. Wasn't no daddy back then. And Mama. Some children say Mother, but I always said Mama.
What
and
about
Papa.
Your father's father, he's your...
That's my grandfather.
And his wife is your...
Grandmother.
What did you call them?
I don't remember Papa's mama, but I do remember Papa's